Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available weekdays on iHeartRadio.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for December the 26th, 2023. Maybe we should roll that Maureen McGovern song from the early 70s. There's got to be a morning after. Christmas has two facets, the religious and the more secular. That encompasses most of the festivities. The latter is largely for children. The line that Charles Schulz liked to use was, "The anticipation far exceed the actual event." That may have been from a series of cartoon strips where Snoopy was going to a family reunion. Sadly, the hope and gaiety that we had just hours ago is largely gone. Maybe if we could look more to the religious side and less to the secular, this would not be an issue, but the fact remains. I was thinking the other day that maybe the Southern Hemisphere has the idea. Their Christmas falls in the middle of summer. At least the weather does not align against them. Charles Babbage is born in 1791. He's remembered for designing a mechanical calculator. Founding Father George Washington is eulogized in Congress on this day in 1799. He had passed away 12 days earlier, and a private funeral had been held at his Mount Vernon estate. In remarks, Henry Lee III declared him first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Washington was only 67 at the time of his passing. The cause of death was mostly poor medical treatments of the day. Just 2 days prior, he had been about the estate on horseback. Henry Lee was a prominent Virginian and distant cousin to Martha Washington. He was also the father of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Marie and Pierre Curie announced they've isolated radium in 1898. The couple are responsible for much of the early research on what we call radioactivity today. And their notebooks are so contaminated, they must be kept in a lead vault to this day. Babe Ruth is traded to the New York Yankees in 1919. Talk show host Steve Allen was born in 1921. He was the first host of The Tonight Show. Record producer Phil Spector was born in 1939. He had a long list of credits, including several albums for the Beatles. 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt declares that the fourth Thursday in November will be Thanksgiving Day in the United States. Britain had been fighting the Germans for some time, but the U.S. was a newcomer to the war on this day in 1941. Winston Churchill addresses a joint session of Congress. Of course, he was British Prime Minister at the time and welcomed the U.S. to the fray. He knew quite well that Britain could not win the war without U.S. intervention. Just 22 years later, the British invasion here begins. Of course, this was not a military invasion, but one of music. The Beatles release their first two songs in the United States. The whole affair will last about 4 years, but we'll see a long list of British groups dominate the American charts. Besides the boys from Liverpool, the Rolling Stones and the Who will top the list. 1980, there are a number of reports of unidentified flying objects near a Royal Air Force base in Suffolk, England. It is the most famous UFO event in British history and has been called their Roswell. 11 years ago, China opens the world's longest high-speed rail route. There was a time when the U.S. led the world in most technology and manufacturing, yet today we barely move the needle. This is largely due to the fact we became accustomed to higher wages, then large portions of our production was consumed here. What has changed in the past 6 or 7 decades is transportation costs to move goods around the world have fallen greatly. Secondly, China is not a free market, yet they have a labor pool in the billions, nearly all of which live below the American standard of living. That large labor pool works for pennies on the dollar, and the goods then saturate the American market. More than likely, the lion's share of those gifts you passed out yesterday came from China, including the bows, wrapping paper, and maybe the box, too. China is awash in American dollars. The other factor, and it's not a small one, China has gotten to build their infrastructure on a clean sheet of paper and in a regulatory vacuum. If we were to propose a high-speed rail line between New York and Chicago, you can rest assured the legal work would take decades. Not to mention that our public works projects cost multiple times more than anywhere else in the world. Legal is one aspect. Union labor, productivity, and cost are another. And while you will see China and any similar country put some things on public display to embellish their status, behind the curtain they still utilize older technology. Two cases in point. China was still using steam locomotives in mainline service as recently as 2005, and they were in service on rural branch lines within the last 2 years, and might still be in service. Folks, the United States has not had steam in revenue service since the 1960s. The last major road ceased steam operations in 1960. And while the U.S. is running away from fossil fuel electrical generation, in 2022, China approved the building of a record number of coal-fired plants to the tune of 106 gigawatts of capacity. If you take our top 50 generating stations of all types, it's only 136 gigawatts. In other news, U.S. steel was sold earlier this month to a Japanese company. We no longer have a U.S.-owned steel company of any size. Nucor is 16th in the world in terms of capacity. The largest are in China. That's History and Comment for the 26th day of December. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.